need to make better decisions based on doing less so you can actually end up doing more. Hello guys, and welcome to a new episode of the Five Figure Freelance Podcast. I am your host, Scott Lancaster, and in this episode, we are going to be covering the books that helped me make over $100,000 every single year. These books, which I'm about to share with you in this episode, are the ones which I feel personally have helped me to accelerate my earning potential and really drive growth in my business. And not only my business, but also in me personally. Obviously, as a freelancer, you are a linchpin within your actual business. You are integral to the growth of your business. And if you don't have the skills to actually provide an incredible service or communicate effectively, that is going to stop your earning potential. If you've ever heard of Alex Hormozi, who is a very successful businessman who is incredible at sharing his knowledge and wisdom, then you'll know that he says something along the lines of, the tax that you pay on the fact that you aren't making $1 million a year is the fact that you don't have the knowledge necessary to make that amount of money. I don't think that's word for word, but basically what he's trying to say is that the skill level required to make $1 million a year, $100,000 a year, $10 billion a year, the reason that you're not making that amount of money per year is because you don't have the building blocks, the skill blocks, to actually amass that amount of wealth within that time period. And the money that you are taxed from that 1 million per year or 100,000 per year is essentially a representation of the lack of skills that you have to amass that amount of money within that time period. And the reason I share that is because I think that these four books have been super critical to helping me, you know, build those building blocks and get to a certain point where if I don't make, you know, 120,000-150,000 a year, then I feel like I'm doing myself a disservice. So anyway, let's dive into these four books and I will share a little bit about how they've impacted my life and also how I feel they would impact yours. So the first book that I'm going to share with you is Essentialism. So that's Essentialism, The Disciplined Pursuit of Less by Greg McKnown. Now I read this book while I was traveling in China and I remember a very specific line from the book which literally changed how I think about my workload, how I think about working with clients, and also how I think about managing my day and prioritizing things. And one of the best lessons I took from the book is that an essentialist does not immediately react to requests, opportunities, invitations, and challenges. But instead, an essentialist takes a breath, takes a step back, and thinks about how the latest request or opportunity or invitation fits in with our goals and also the time we have available. One of the best skills you can learn is how to say no to opportunities. Whether that opportunity be to a family gathering or to a night out with the girls or guys, or maybe going on a date with somebody who you know you don't have a long-term future with, but you just want to go out with them for fun. Being an essentialist, and what the book teaches, is that you need to make better decisions based on doing less so you can actually end up doing more. The book isn't very long and obviously you can pick it up on Amazon fairly easily. So I listen to the audiobook. I always listen to audiobooks at around 2.3 times the speed just so I can really breeze through it. And if I like the book, then I'll take some time to listen to it at normal speed and note all the key points down which I liked so I can implement them into my life. And by the way, if you want my freelance finance worksheet, DM me on Instagram. My Instagram handle is @ScottLancaster. And if you DM me the word money to my Instagram, which is @ScottLancaster, I will send you my freelance financial organizer, which will basically allow you to effortlessly grow your wealth, build your business, and know exactly where your money is going and coming from. Which takes me on to the next book, which I think is a game changer for anybody who is trying to sell a service or sell their expertise, which is coincidentally called The Business of Expertise: How Entrepreneurial Experts Convert Insight into Impact and Wealth. And this is by David C. Baker, who, if you haven't heard of before, was on the Future podcast with Chris Doe, and he gave an incredible insight into how he structures his consultancy, where he basically charges $10,000 a day. At least at the time when he recorded the episode, that's how much he was charging. He may be charging more now. But it just shows you that if you can solve a problem which is painful enough for the actual client, then you can charge whatever you want. So within David C. Baker's book, he really teaches you how to use your expertise to your advantage. And one of my favorite quotes in the book goes a little something like this. Your only real control is to withhold your expertise. And although withholding expertise is the only real leverage experts have, it can be a powerful one. Let me show you how it relates to the second basic component of positioning. Good positioning makes you non-interchangeable. So what David's basically saying is that your expertise and your positioning, which I've mentioned before in previous episodes, so feel free to go back and check that out, but you need to be positioned in a way where you are non-interchangeable. That's basically what David's saying. You need to be the only option as opposed to being just another option. And when you make that shift, that very subtle shift in your positioning, I know it's scary because you feel like, well, I'm going to be losing out on other work because people are going to think I only do this, but it's not the case. Trust me, there's a reason why incredible businessmen like David C. Baker and incredible agency owners like Chris Doe and many, many other smart people who have had incredible success in business all say the same thing. You need to position yourself in a way that makes you the only option or one of the only options as opposed to just another option. So yes, The Business of Expertise by David C. Baker, make sure you check it out. Now the next book that I stumbled across by accident actually is by Michael A. Singer and it's called The Surrender Experiment. Now I actually read this book by accident. I think I downloaded it because I thought it sounded like an interesting book, but beforehand I'd never heard of it, I'd never heard of Michael A. Singer and I had no idea what to expect. Now the thing that this book teaches you is that you need to give up control. The story that Michael tells is actually pretty scary but also pretty invigorating. He is working at a university, if I remember correctly. It's been a couple of years since I read this book, so please excuse me if I get any of these details wrong. But he decides to basically give up his job and build a house in the woods. He's never built a house before, and ultimately, to cut a long story short, he starts a business which ultimately allows him to build houses for other people, and eventually by the end of the book he's a highly successful business person, but the journey that he takes to get there is the most unconventional one you could ever imagine. I don't want to spoil too much about the book because I do think that you should read this book. It's a really interesting read, and to be honest, it took me by surprise, and it's probably one of my top three books of all time. And one of my favorite quotes of the book goes a little something like this. My formula for success was very simple. Do whatever is put in front of you with all your heart and soul without regard for personal results. Do the work as though it was given to you by the universe itself, because it was. Now, this is something which I think as a freelancer is super, super valuable. When we're working as a freelancer, we often find ourselves working on a project but then thinking about the next project and how am I going to get the next project and what do I need to work on next. But the beauty of success and doing things correctly is all about focusing with all your heart and soul on the thing that is in front of you right now. And by doing that, you're going to provide a better service for your clients and you're going to ultimately start to build a different standard of work which is going to improve time and time again every time you work with someone. Which takes me on to the last book of this episode, which I think has probably made me more money than any of the books combined. Which takes me on to the last book that I'm going to mention in this particular episode. Please make sure that you write a review or maybe DM me on Instagram to let me know if you found this episode valuable, because I will share more books that have really helped me to build my expertise, build my agency, and ultimately build myself as a freelancer and a salesperson. But this book has probably made me more money than all of the books that I've read in my entire life combined. And that book is Hello, My Name is Awesome, How to Create Brand Names That Stick by Alexandra Watkins. Now, before I read this book, I had been designing logos and websites and leaflets and lots of other graphic design based projects that were ultimately bringing in a good amount of money, but everything changed after I read this book. And the reason for that is Alexandra is a fantastic teacher and the book is extremely extremely well written, but it also guides you through the importance of having an incredible brand name. Now, I've been naming brands for around a decade now, and this book really helped me to refine my approach and really understand what makes a good brand name from a bad brand name. And one of the things which has been super important in regards to reading this book and understanding the brand naming process is it allows me to have more constructive and more effective conversations with my clients. So for example, when you're trying to find a brand name for a company, you can ultimately do it two ways. The first way is strategic, and you can actually think about, okay, how can we connect to the target audience in a way which is effective? Now, the second way is essentially like mind reading, right? You're just trying to find a name which the founder likes. But if you take the first approach and take a more strategic direction, then ultimately you can have a constructive conversation about which brand names are going to work objectively as opposed to subjectively. And that's ultimately always going to result in a better brand name, which is not just based on the founder's personal preference, but the strategic objectives of the business. And often those are very, very different things. So I guess the message and the lesson that this book taught me is that if you want to learn something, then you need to read as many books as possible on that very specific subject. So for example, if you want to be the best at SEO or copywriting, it doesn't really matter what the subject is, but you need to gain as much knowledge as possible so you can have more ammo when you're actually having conversations based around that topic. That's going to allow you to guide your clients effectively throughout the process and to help them get the results that they need. Because often, if someone's never named a business before, or maybe they've just named a business based on their personal preference, then they don't really understand the little tiny nuanced details, and they don't understand how to get the result that they need. So it's your job, and I always say that the client is the captain and I'm just the parrot on the shoulder trying to guide them through the rough seas. You need to make sure that you have the knowledge to guide them and the foresight to guide them through the waters to get them to their destination. I really love that analogy, actually. It's something that I use pretty much with every single client to make sure that they understand that they're ultimately going to make the best decision, but I'm just the one that's going to give them a little bit of guidance along the way to help them make the best decision possible for the business, or the ship in this case. Guys, I've actually really enjoyed sharing some insights from the books that I feel have personally impacted my life and business the most. And if you like this episode, let me know. Feel free to subscribe. Make sure you take a little bit of time to maybe connect with me on Instagram at @TheScottLancaster. And also, you know, if you have 2 seconds, leave a review. I'd really appreciate it. And it's also going to help more freelancers find this podcast so that we can help more people start to build a community and really get things going. But anyway, I've really enjoyed recording this particular episode, and they are going to be coming thick and fast, guys. So make sure you subscribe, and I'll see you in the next episode.